Amen.
She was hid in Jesus Christ, and he called her Christ the wife, and that feminine part that was in his heart is now seen as that breakaway part. Hold that breakaway part in the earth today. Yeah. Seen in glorified flesh and bones that we gave. And now in us that breakaway part has found a permanent resting place. Hold that breakaway part in the earth today. Seen in glorified flesh and bones that we gave, and now in us that breakaway part has found a permanent resting place. So what was hid is now in plain view. Not the Christ of the old, but it's the Christ of the new. Yeah. And that feminine part that was in his heart is now seen as that breakaway part. Oh, that breakaway part in the earth today. Seen in glorified flesh and bones that we gave, and now in us that breakaway part has found a permanent resting place. Oh, that breakaway part in the earth today. Seen in glorified flesh and bones that we gave, and now in us that breakaway part has found a permanent resting place. She was hid in Jesus Christ, and he called her Christ the wife, and that feminine part that was in his heart is now seen as that breakaway part. Oh, that breakaway part in the earth today. Seen in glorified flesh and bones that we gave, and now in us that breakaway part has found a permanent resting place. So what was hid is now in plain view. Not the Christ of the old, but it's the Christ of the new. And that feminine part that was in his heart is now seen as that breakaway part. Oh, that breakaway part in the earth today. Seen in glorified flesh and bones that we gave, and now in us that breakaway part has found a permanent resting place. Oh, that breakaway part in the earth today. Seen in glorified flesh and bones that we gave, and now in us that breakaway part has found a permanent resting place. And now in us that breakaway part has found a permanent resting place. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We praise you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Barbara. Praise God. Amen. He has found the permanent resting place. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank the good Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, we praise your name, Lord. We praise your name. Amen. All right. Good to be here today. Praise the Lord. This little time we call aside for dedicating to God and his word, and just talk about the word of God and worship him in spirit and truth while we let everything else go. Praise the Lord. In this life, we a lot of times have a lot of things to take of our thoughts if we let them. Amen. And one good thing about meeting together like this, we just get everything else off our mind. Amen. And our mind's the mind of Christ anyway. We just want to think of on the things of Christ. So we just take this time and just be in the presence of God in that special way. Glory to God. And when I say be in the presence of God, he's everywhere present. And we are married to him and the wife of the Lamb. And so the presence of the Lord is always there, but still on the other side of the coin, we would say. And my mama used to say other side of the coin. Then there's the different things we have to do in life. Amen. But all the while, we're keeping it the things of God first and foremost. Now, Jesus, when he was here, the first 30 years of his life, he went to church, the synagogue, and the book of Luke tells that he went to, as his custom was. But then, on the other hand, he was a carpenter. Amen. They say, is not this that carpenter? So he did that. That was his occupation, I suppose you'd say. And he did that. But then one day something happened. The Spirit of God moved upon him. He saw a man named John baptizing. And he went to John and says, I want to be baptized. And that was a break loose from the synagogue religion when he said that, see, because they weren't being baptized there in the synagogue or anything. John was kind of what they would call a renegade, I guess. And we would think that Jesus wouldn't have anything to do with a man like that, the priest and so on wouldn't. But that's the man he went to. And he went to John. John saw signs. God let him know, this is the man. This is why you're baptizing. You're waiting for this man. Amen. And so John, he went to John and said, I want to be baptized. And John said, why comest thou to me to be baptized? Said, I have need to be baptized of thee. And when John said that, something hit Jesus. He knew, this man here, he knows. And God's revealing to Jesus at the same time. But then as John baptized him, he came up out of the water. The anointing of God came upon him. And John saw it as in the form of a dove. And for the next 3 to 3.5 years of his life, he was so dedicated that it was, he just gave his time totally over to God and the things that God had ordained for him to do. Amen. So after saying that, I want to read the scripture here in the book of Luke, the 4th chapter here. We'll begin reading here in chapter 4, verse 18. And it reads like this. He says, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, now I want you to watch, he had a custom this first 30 years of his life. As his custom was, it's the way he normally did. As his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. In other words, he's a man. He was very much respected, and the people knew he was a good man. And they, when he came in, they wanted him to read, see. And so he read some scripture. And then verse 17 says, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place, found the place where it was written. In other words, this was written of him. He found the place where it was written. And then, here's what was written. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, he's not reading scripture now. He's speaking by inspiration, see. Amen. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Them that are bruised. There's a lot of people bruised, but and they hold different things, got different things. Amen. But then he set at liberty. He let that pass, just kind of pass from them, and more or less just let that be something that they came through that was just an experience they went through. So they don't, in other words, it ain't going to bother them anymore. And then he says, continuing, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. Watch now. And the eyes of them all were. And the eyes of them all that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day this scripture is fulfilled. Amen. Now, I believe I'll stop off reading right there. Amen. I want you to watch here. This is Jesus coming, beginning of the ministry that God has ordained him to do. Amen. And he'd tell them what all, he gave them just a quick oversight of what his ministry was about. And of course, I just read that to you. To heal the brokenhearted, to preach the preach deliverance to them, the captive, to the covering of the sight to them that's blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. In other words, this is the perfect time for this message. They preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So he gave them an oversight of what the ministry, what God showed him that he was to do. Amen. And then he said to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. See, in other words, this is what is meant for this day and this hour. What has been was good for that day. But now here comes something brand spanking new. That's the old saying here we got. Brand new. Glory to God. Here's to the man with the open the word, reading in the word, and then he only he stopped reading and he gave the book back to the minister. That's the servant, one that gave him the Bible. That was one that opened the Bible for him where they wanted to read and so on and delivered the book. And then they would stand and read. And then he delivered the book back to the minister. And here comes something that he began to bring forth from within him. Amen. That's the thing there. It was from within him. He began to speak by inspiration. Glory to God. I tell you, I feel good on that one. Began to speak by inspiration. There came a time that the reading of the scripture were not sufficient. Amen. Because there came something else within him that were not necessarily wrote in the scripture in this manner, see. It was inspiration. And he said, God sent me to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This is other words, that's a King James rendering of it there, that it's an acceptable time. Now, it's time for this type of ministry. That's what he was saying, see. Glory to God. He read the scripture, and then he closed the book back. Amen. Amen. So sometimes we read and close the book back. Amen. Because it takes the anointing. Amen. Hence came the thought that came to me. That you cannot preach the wife's message with yesterday's anointing. Amen. Or with yesterday's word. Glory to God, because what Jesus was doing here, it was something, it was coming out brand new. Amen. And he just weren't going around telling people they need to get in synagogue on the Sabbath, they need to do this, and they do. No, he began to preach the word, opening the eyes of the blind, amen, to heal the brokenhearted, and to heal them that's been bruised. He began to say all those things. That was what his ministry was to do, and his ministry still active, and it's still in this day and time. The Christ is still just as real to his wife and to the ministers that's ordained to preach this message. Glory to God. And he gonna close the book, see? Amen. When they close the book and hand it back, then he began to talk. And he began, yes, he made reference to what the prophet said, but then that was all it was to it until the meaning of what the prophet said was came alive and began to come to pass. Then he began to speak, and what he said here wasn't necessarily wrote in the Bible like he was saying. Amen. Glory to God. He was letting them know there's something new taking place. And this is the acceptable time to preach this. Amen. Amen. It's time to preach it now, he said. Amen. Glory to God. And just reading scripture won't any longer get the job done. Amen. So therefore, that's why the Bible schools and seminaries and so on like that, they just don't, the word where they can understand a lot of the word, but the thing is, amen, there's something new. See, that's what Jesus, when he walked in, and it was so new when he spoke that, and he began to read that and so forth, and he closed the book and handed it back to the minister there, and every eye was fastened on him. What's he going to say here? He don't usually do this. But then he made a statement like this. Amen. Beginning with verse 16. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, that probably wouldn't be too unusual to say that. The Spirit of the Lord's upon me. Because they could say, some could say, well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. See? But he began to bring out things then. And he says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me. Amen. Now that brings, anointing brings it present tense. Glory to God. Hence the title, you can't preach the wife's message, amen, with yesterday's anointing. Because every time God fulfills a part of his word, there's anointing goes with it. And with that anointing, it brings the word alive, and it's not just the quotation of Scripture. Amen. I know a lot of churches, and it's not, I'm not saying it's not a good thing to do. In that realm, it probably is. But they have certain night Bible lessons. Study certain chapters and so on, and can tell where Paul went, and he traveled here, and he traveled there, and on and on. I used to go to what they call a youth meeting back when I was just real getting started off. And we would go through, I did learn on that where Paul went and what he'd done and all those things. But then when the anointing came upon me to preach this message, began to bring forth and begin to show about the wife of the Lamb, the virgin, that Paul introduced, and the wife of the Lamb. See, just where Paul went and what he did and all them places. See, it began to lose its pull. Amen. Just like, it began to lose its glory. See, the glory had departed from that. Amen. Then it got to be just something you do, you know. Glory to God. Well, this wasn't just something you do when Jesus got up to speak. All along he's been coming and reading some scripture and fellowshipping with the people afterward and so on. But this one time, when he got through talking, they wanted to throw him off the Clifton, kill him. Amen. If you continue reading here, because he brought something that completely, here's the old saying we got, that completely blew him out of the water. See, blew him out of the water when he got through talking, because he was talking talk they've never heard before. Amen. But it was anointing that caused him to do it. First of all, he said, the anointing of the Lord is upon me. And it's the anointing for this present time. And the King James Version said acceptable year. But it's a present time, acceptable time. This is the time for this. And we're going to have to move from this synagogue type thing, coming to synagogue and reading and discussing and arguing about this point and that point. There's something going on different now. Amen. Here's an anointing. And God has anointed me to go forth, and there's going to come a ministry. See, this was just the beginning of it. This was not the fulfillment of the ministry. This was the beginning of the ministry. Amen. When he says the anointing of God's upon me. See, this just wasn't that one service and it fulfilled. No, it's about 3 years, 3.5 year ministry followed that. And all these things that he spoke here, they came to pass. Hallelujah. One place he went and they were healed, every one of them. Everyone that came to the meeting. Praise the Lord. And then the power of God began to move. And Peter, he got under that anointing. And he got so anointed by this Christ. Amen. Before the gospel ever went to the Gentiles and so on. And we brought that in a bit the other week, how there was a wedding, you know. And the king sent and invited those that were supposed to participate. He was going to have a wedding for his son, but they refused to come. They had the one had bought some land, had to go look at it. Other had bought yoke of oxen, had to go try them out, and on it went. And then he became angry because they didn't want nothing but the formality. Amen. Amen. But here's something that wasn't just a formality. This is something real taking place now. Amen. The power of God, the anointing here right now for this message. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you can't preach the wife's message with yesterday's anointing because the timing is not right for that. That message. We can preach a, like to the virgin. The timing is not right for the virgin now. Amen. The timing is right for the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. And that's what Jesus is saying here. It's a new day, a new anointing, and this is what it's going to be about. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for this water. Amen. I said the other week that God typed that anointing in the spirit of the river of life out and all that as the water of life. I tell you that water, it reflects itself in the natural. Amen. Because when you get up to speak and talk, amen, or at least I do a lot of time, my mouth get dry and so on. I have to have some water to lubricate those vocal cords. Amen. It sure tastes good, and you couldn't hardly do it without it. Amen. But as we look at the life of Jesus here, amen, and the life from this point onward. Now, that's what we got to do sometimes. Up till this point, it was he was just a regular church-going man, we would say. A good man. One that you could trust in doing business. One that if you told him to build a house, how you want it, you could go on vacation and come back and everything be done just like you said. Because there was a man that would do it. Amen. And that was a lot of things that was hinged on normality, the normal things of life. But after this anointing came, then normality went out the window, we would say. Amen. It was inspiration. One day, from one day to another, amen, when you get up in the morning, the Lord lead, glory to God, it's fresh every morning, it said. Hallelujah. And that's what this is all about. It's not trying to learn to the point that we can tell you every detail about everything. Amen. That's all right to know, and this is something we need to know. But we always must know and walk within the realm of the anointing. Amen. Amen. When Jesus healed the sick, it was in the realm of the anointing for that time period. Because some places he went, and they didn't have much healing. They didn't have much, you know, because of their unbelief, see.
Amen.
Amen. And then when the other places he would go where they would believe God, amen, and the dead would be raised, the sick would be healed, the blind would receive their sight. Amen. Other places, hardly anything happened. What's the difference? The difference is, as you believe, so be it unto you.
Amen.
Amen. That's what Jesus said sometime when he healed, as you believe, so be it unto you. And if you believe, amen, it would be just like that.
Amen.
And the reason some people didn't believe, they didn't have the anointing to believe.
Right.
Amen. They wanted to depend on other sources, we would say, and go a different way. And they know about this. We know about that. We know this and we know that. Amen. But here's an anointing that nobody can explain. Amen. It just come upon you. You speak the word. Glory to God. And it just began to come to pass. Amen. It just come to pass what's said. Glory to God. And never fail. Hallelujah. Amen. We saw this take place in our time period, a little bit before our time period, in the meetings of Brother Brannon and the different ones, a great healing meeting, and it was just a great thing. But then they got then the time came. Not that the preacher changed so much, but the time changed. Amen. And I know on some of the meeting Brother Brown had at the last, he said it's not like it used to be. Amen. It used to be healing and all that, but now people have got hard or got to just to take it and don't respect it and so on. And whatever all he said about it, I'm not quoting him here verbatim on it, but he says it's different now. What was it? It wasn't that Brother Brown was changed. He still believed God. But the time, the condition, it was to move into something else.
Amen.
Amen. That's when God took Brother Brown off the scene. Amen. When he did a job that we couldn't, we'll never get through thanking the Lord for sending him, because we could never be where we're at today.
Amen.
Amen. Then right following on his heel was Brother Jackson. And we could say a lot of the good things about Brother Jackson. But one thing we say, the safe saying of going through a routine here of saying, we could not be where we're at without him. We couldn't know what's going on in Israel. Amen. But he told us exactly. It's happening just like he said. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And someone called me the other day, I guess, sometime back, and said something about Russia fighting in Ukraine. So it looked like Ukraine may be able to defeat Russia. And says, talking about, and I was waiting for them to get to what they were going to say, because I thought they might be getting to something else. Did not you say that Russia would be defeated in Israel? You know? Well, it looked like it's not going to be. It looked like it's going the other way. You sure you were looking at that right? See? Amen. Yes, we were looking at it right, and it's going to happen. Amen. On the mountains of the holy mountain of Israel. Amen. Russia will be defeated. And that's Ezekiel 38 and 39 there. And when they get the battles over, it'll be only 1/6 of those that came to fight will return home to tell them what happened. Amen. God's moving. Glory to God. The anointing of God's upon us. And that anointing has kept on moving. Now, the problem with humanity and the problem with some just want some head knowledge, would say, amen, there are people follow Brother Brown today. And they'll keep saying, Brother Brown said this, and Brother Brown said that. And you'll hear that 20 times sometimes in the service. Amen. And then on the next group, you'll hear people saying, now Brother Jackson said this, and Brother Jackson said, and what they said was the truth. But God moved on to something else. What we got to do is say, yes, they said it, and they were right. Yes, Brother Jackson said it, and it's right. It's taking place. But there's a wife of the Lamb, amen, that weren't dealt with in those two parts of the message. See, amen. Glory to God. So I say the anointing of God's upon me, amen, to tell about the message for the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it reached back with deep respect for what God did through time to bring us to where we're at. Amen. But when you get to the wedding, you don't worry too much about what happened in the virgin state. Glory to God, because you become the wife. You become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, and that is after resurrection, after glorification. Therefore, it's glorified flesh and bone. Hallelujah. So all these things are taking place. Glory to God. And when Jesus began to talk differently about the anointing, every eye, well, he began to act, this man ain't talked like this before. And every eye was fastened on him. And when he got through, well, you can pick up in Luke 4 and read and see from there on kind of what happened, how the people that was his best friend, those that was, that when they saw Jesus coming, they said, there's a good man. That man right there is a good person. I hope he reads something for us today, because he always blesses us when he reads it. Amen. But this time he picked a certain scripture. He found the place where it dealt with him and what the anointing of God was doing for him then and would continue for the next 3.5 years.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a new thing taking place.
Amen.
Amen. We can learn. And I have done it over the years, reading the Bible through many, many times. And I've never read it through without getting some things I didn't get the time before. Amen. But we can get all that within us, and we can get the New Testament in us, and we can get the where we can just about quote Paul and tell where he went and what city he was in when he said a certain thing. I know it's on Brother Brown's message. They'll say he was in Arizona when he said, I can tell you exactly where he was at when he said this. Or Brother Jackson, when he was in a certain country or so and so, he was right here at this city when he said that. Well, that's all right. That's good. That's fine to know that. It doesn't hurt anything to know it, but it doesn't help you when the anointing comes for a marriage of the wife of the Lamb, see. Amen, because this is something that happened by the anointed. There's anointed word come forth. Amen. And this day the anointing of God's upon me. And then he said, this day this scripture is fulfilled.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then from then on, you don't go backward. Amen. You go forward.
Amen.
And to go backward, you got the written word, yes. But to come forward, you have to have that anointed spoken word, word for the day you're living in.
Amen.
And it's not necessarily word for a day that you've come through, see. Hallelujah. So here we are today. We're marching to Zion, the old saying is. Amen. And we see the things taking place. In the natural, we see it coming to pass just exactly. And somewhere down the line, there will be something happen that Ukraine and Russia, whatever, however the outcome is, the Bible don't say anything about that as far as I know. But Russia will wind up over there in the Middle East. Amen. Wind up there in Jerusalem. Amen. When Israel taking all this land, it's their land. God gave it to them. Amen. They just want what God gave them. And that's all we want, just what God gave us. Amen. And one thing about it, we're not too much concerned about what in the natural realm, glory to God, as far as owning a new car, a new house, or having a lot of things like that. No, we're interested in the Word of God and what He would have us do spiritually.
Amen.
glory to God. And I'm not afraid that we'll lose sight of a lot of things by getting in this, getting into it. This is my life. This is what it's all about. And when Jesus was anointed, he never built another house. He never took another carpenter job. Amen. But he went forth preaching the word of God. And there are certain men that as he went along, he called and said, come, follow me. And something within them, that voice, they couldn't help themselves. Regardless of what they were doing, they left their job and followed him. Now, Peter was a fisherman. Amen. But he left the boats and the net and began to follow Jesus when Jesus said, come and follow me. He said, come follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Amen. He dropped the nets and left the boats. And if he had some heifers, he might have said, fellas, did this all belong to you now? Amen. I just got a new job. Glory to God. Amen. I just started a new phase of my life. Amen. The Lord just moving upon me. And that man you see going there, amen, he's the King of Israel. Glory to God. That's what they spoke of Jesus when he were went among the Jews, the King of the Jews. Well, he is, but also he's to get a wife, and not only the King of the Jews, that's where he come back as the King, and that's the headquarters of the whole world, but he's the King of the whole earth. Amen. God put it in his hand. Amen. And we're part of him. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Glory to God. And this thing, it's getting so good, we'd say. Amen. Amen. It's getting so beautiful, wonderful. And I'm not educated enough to think of words that would say it. That I don't know what word you would say it to really say how good it is. Amen. Glory to God. But we just sing the praises of God. Walk with God and take the word of God, and we realize the message for the wife, amen, it's what's going on now, and you can take the message for the virgin, and yes, as it's being preached, yes, amen, 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 all that's good, but it don't fill that cup of yours. It don't cause that cup to run over. It don't cause you to feel like David. He anointed my head with oil and my cup runneth over. Glory to God. So that message, you realize you got to move on. Amen. And let's put ourselves here just a moment in the place of these folks here that Jesus went through in the synagogue. And he began to tell, this day. Now mark this day on your calendar, he would say. This day, the anointing upon me. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. Where it brought in about the anointing of God's upon me. And begin to tell all these things. Amen. From henceforth onward, amen, this is what you're looking at. Glory to God. And we can say from this day onward, not just today, though we've just been going for a while, but I'm saying what Jesus said here. From here onward, amen, it's not what you had back there, not what you did back there, not how many meetings you went to, or how big a church you went to, or any of these things. Amen. Oh, that was all right for its day. Glory to God. That's the thing we have to learn. That was all right for its day. Up till this moment, coming to the synagogue was the right thing to do. Amen, because Jesus did it every Sabbath. Now, what was that verse there that we just read on that? It was, it's verse 16 here. It says, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, watch, as his custom was. Now, this means he did this ever since. As his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood to read. See, this was going on. That's what he's supposed to do. That was right there, exactly what was supposed to be done. See, come to the synagogue and talk about the Lord, read some about the Word. It kept their conscience alive because there was something on its way. Amen. Like that one in the Bible day. when Elijah talked about when they had a drought, didn't rain for 6 months or 3.5 years, I believe it was. And he would say, he'd pray and he'd say, servant, do you see any clouds? If the Lord's going to send rain, it should be getting cloudy out there. It should be. No. And he prayed, I believe, seven times was it something, and I'm not reading that directly from the scripture. Amen. But finally he came back and said, I see a cloud arising about like a man's hand, just a little cloud arising. And he said, get you into Jezreel. Amen. For I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Glory to God, and it began to rain. Amen. The time period came. See, that's the way God does things. Amen. But the thing we want to do as the wife of the Lamb, first is obey what the Spirit and the anointing lead. But one thing, we want to just always be ready, sitting on ready to move. Amen. And accept and appreciate all that God's done. Now, you take the Bible, glory to God, I would hate for someone or this Bible to be taken from me. Amen. I love to come in here and read, what I'm reading here. See, it gives a record of it. Glory to God, wouldn't have it. Wouldn't have this record. But there's something in us. Amen. We're the tabernacle for Christ. Amen. Which makes us the very Christ, the wife of the Lamb, see. Amen. Glory to God. Not just the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which has a represent the male part of it. See, Christ was both masculine and feminine. Just like Adam, when God created Adam and Eve, he said, created he them, it said. But when he created them, there was only one man standing there. Amen. Well, some might say, well, God didn't do what he said he's going to do. He said he's going to create he them, male and female. Well, now he created the male, and he evidently forgot how to do it because he didn't do it now. Well, time went on, and God created the animals, and male and female, and so on. And then, as time went by, then God saw that Adam was getting lonely. Amen. Where's my helpmate? Everybody else got a mate. Where's mine? And then God said, Adam, it's time for you to take a long sleep. I got something to do here. Amen. So he took a rib from Adam. And that's the important there, because we're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, and word of his word, see? Yeah. And he took that rib, and he took that feminine nature part of that spirit out and put it into Eve, see? Glory to God. Now, he created Eve when God woke Adam up from his sleep. Amen. Adam never saw such beautiful lady in all his life. We could say Eve was the most beautiful woman in the world. Amen. She was the only one at that time of the human race. Glory to God. But if there was 10 million, amen, nothing would attract him like Eve did. Amen. Is that right? Glory to God. So here we are today, just rejoicing in the Lord, praising God, and all these things coming about. And we're not worried about tomorrow. Amen. We're not worried about what happened yesterday. Amen. I know used to be years ago when I was doing a lot of evangelistical work. We'd drive down the road and we saw an empty building or something. We'd say, that's a good place to have a revival right there, maybe. Stop and see about it. And maybe if it was for rent it for a week or something to go have a revival. Glory to God. And there on, and we had meetings almost every night somewhere. And sometimes through the day and night. Praise the Lord. And that was good. We just shouted our shoe. Those saying used to be, shout your shoe heels off. We just shouted our shoe heels off and rejoiced. And God was with us. God was blessing us. But time came for this to move on. Because the ultimate aim was that God was creating a wife for his son. Just like he created a wife for Adam. Amen. He created Eve as that wife, and now that was her name. She's part of him, bone of the bone. Now he's created Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's he gave us that name. Amen. He gave Eve the name Eve. I believe that means the mother of all living. Amen. But now, here, there's a lot of people living today that the wife is not necessarily the mother of.
Right.
Amen. She's a separate group.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because a lot of them came through that the baptism of the Holy Ghost and so on. And he made us part of the Godhead, part of God.
Amen.
Amen. God's so big, everywhere present at the same time. Everybody that has eternal life is a part of God. But everybody's not part of the Godhead, the God part of the Godhead. Amen. That's the Son and His wife.
Amen.
Glory to God. And when God turned the earth over to His Son, after the millennia, He met every test. Glory to God. God came down and brought all the Old Testament saints and everybody that was to have life that weren't already here at the time. Amen. And then God, He went on about His business. Glory to God. And I saw a little scientific message thing on TV there. And they got a satellite went further than anything that's ever been before. But they say the universe is still growing. It takes, so many million light years away. And light travel at 186,000 miles per second, I believe it is. Amen. And it just keep on growing. See, God's big. Amen. So what He did, He put His glory there on the throne, on the wife. Amen. And there's only two there in the Godhead of that sense. God is the mighty God. He's the God of all, but He's spirit, see. And then here His Son. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ. But then, amen, that's flesh and bone, glorified flesh and bone. And then here's His wife. He married His wife, and she became bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh, became part of Him in every way.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. She don't look like Him. As far as the man Jesus, she don't look like Him. God didn't want Eve to look like Adam. No, He made Eve more beautiful. I'm pretty sure she's more beautiful than Adam was, if you were looking from just strictly the natural makeup and so on like that. But when you look at it from the spirit, glory to God, they're one. That masculine and feminine spirit back together again, just like it was in God from the beginning.
Amen.
Amen. Here we are today, rejoicing in the Lord, praising God, and the anointing of God's upon us for this message. Amen. And there's no other message with this anointing on it. Amen. We can have the same anointing. Other people can have the same anointing. But here, there's the anointing going forth. But they would have to be completely and totally in line with what God's revealing.
Amen.
It couldn't be my work and your work. What I'm going to do and what you're going to do. No, it's the work of the Lord. And we're all members and we're all doing the work of the Lord. See? Hallelujah, and we're just happy as we can be, rejoicing in the Lord. Hallelujah, and saying, this day, this scripture is fulfilled, that the anointing of God's upon me.
Amen.
Amen. And He closed the book. See, sometimes you got to close off some of the things. Amen. Now, Paul gave a lot of instructions as to how to use the gifts and a lot of instruction, and it became a book of instructions, see, a lot of it. Amen. And those things, but when you're Christ the wife, you already have those things plus. Amen. We preached a message sometime back that we receive a lot of good comments on. Thank the Lord, good comment. Amen. We called it the restoration plus. Amen. God restored the earth back. That was the millennia. But then when you come to when eternity starts, you have restoration through the the millennium, but you have that plus, restoration plus. That takes you over and climb over into eternity with this earth. Amen. The farmers will be here and everything. Amen. Even in that plus time. Glory to God. From time to time, they'll come up to worship the King of Glory and to sit under the shade of that tree of life. Hallelujah. Which the wife of the Lamb become that tree of life in this spiritual sense. See? Amen. And the people come sit under the shade. Amen. I know it's, sometimes you can still see it in rural areas, but in the cities you don't see it as much. Not safe. But you see, like I like to see a like kind of an elderly couple sitting under the shade tree in the park in the evening, talking and like that. Praise the Lord. Well, it's something about the leaves on that tree. See, what did he say about those leaves? The leaves are for the healing of the nation. Amen. They get under the in other words, they come under the influence of the wife of the Lamb. They become the best people you ever saw. Amen. They need that from time to time. And why do they need it? Because God so ordained it. Amen. That the river of water of life flows right through the wife of the Lamb. And all these things, glory to God, from God to through the Son, through the wife, into all nations. Amen. And so the nations of them that are saved, that's what the Bible calls those saints. They're not born again in the sense of what we know, born again. Amen. But they were nations that were allowed, worthy to go in that eternal age. From time to time, they'll come up to Jerusalem. Glory to God. From time to time, they'll come, and the leaves of the tree will be for the healing of the nation. And the nation's not fighting one another, but sometimes they might get the being human being. They might not have that good feeling towards each other as much as they need. Amen. And then come up there and sit under the shade tree, get in the presence of the wife of the Lamb. They'll walk back holding hands and praising God and rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. They came and got refreshed, hallelujah, by that water of life. Amen. And that's what's taking place. Praise God now among the saints that don't see one another, the wife members. Amen. Sometimes they'll come together and get refreshed. Amen. That feels so good. Hallelujah. And that's, we just praise God for that. But Jesus preached here, and he made known that there's a difference now. Amen. And what he did, the wife's message is different, and the message for the virgin that Paul brought and laid out, amen, he closed the book on that. Praise the Lord. And he said, this day something new is beginning. This day the scripture be fulfilled. The anointing of God's upon me in this day is fulfilled. He says, what else there did he say about, this is acceptable time, see. Amen. A lot of times, there's times when you preach something that's as true as can be, but it's not the acceptable time. Amen. If we start preaching about too much about the virgin, showing virgin should do this, and you should do this with a gift, and you should do that with a gift, and don't do this with that gift, and don't do this, and don't speak in tongues, or now speak in tongues, and so on like that. Those are things that, it's true. You know, many times those instructions were true, and they met the need for that time period. Amen. But now the book's closed on that part.
Amen.
Amen. There's a new move of God. See, we become, we're baptized by this message, baptizes us into the body of Christ, and marries us, and we become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Amen. And it's just different. We're the wife of the Lamb, and we're part of him. And the Bible says we have the mind of Christ.
In marriage, yeah.
Now, you could have the mind of Christ in the virgin part, or you can have the mind of Christ in the church age realm and all through there. Amen. What they should do. And I've, in Europe there, I've studied quite a bit there. And I've studied all about the Roman Empire and how religion came in, so on, and big books like that. And that's been pretty much my life, studying, getting all those things. But now, I'm glad I know those things. But the thing is, we close that book. Amen. It ain't what they did in the fifth church age anymore. They did that, and they had to do it, meet the need for that time period. It was an acceptable day, acceptable message for that time period. And Martin Luther came out with a message, "I just shall live by faith." Amen. He was belonged to the Catholic Church, and he did penance, trying to find, he just, whatever he did in there, prayed to the Virgin Mary and all this, he just wouldn't feel right that he was, he just feel like he still needed something. And they'd do certain things. He'd crawl up the steps on broken glass up to the statue of Mary. Amen. And as he was crawling up there doing penance, trying to pay for his sins and so on like that, amen, that was a voice came forth. That was a voice came. And that voice said, "Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith." That changed his life. He could have walked out and said, "This day the anointing of God's upon me. From now on we live by faith and not what the Pope said." Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So we just praise God. And amen. So never know how sermons going around here. Amen. Sometimes we start preaching without reading scripture, and then next time we may read several, but we never know. But when you obey God, that's the good part. But remember the title of a message today. Amen. We cannot preach the wise message with yesterday's anointing. Or we could say with the anointing of the virgin. With the anointing that was on the virgin, we can't preach the wise message. It has to be a marriage message. Glorified flesh and bone. Bone is bone, flesh is flesh. So let's bow ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name we come to you now, Lord, praising you, thanking you, Lord, and just glorifying you, and wish that we could find some words to glorify you more and to say what's in our heart, to glorify you like we feel in our soul. But, Lord, you don't look at words so much. Amen. Our thoughts speak louder in heaven than our words do on earth. So I know that you know all about it. We just praise you and thank you. And, Lord, we ask that you take this message and use it for your glory. And may each one that hears it be encouraged and lifted up as they take a good drink of this water of life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we praise you.
Amen. I would like to make mention of that message that Ben said about the Restoration Plus. And that was, you know, was restored back to what Paul preached. You know, the virgin restored us back to that. But then we received the plus,
yes.
Going back to being, you know, restored back to that virgin stage on the foundation there. That was the restoration of what Paul preached in that main river of salvation. But the wife, received not only restoration, but restoration plus. And that plus was the marriage. And
yeah,
that at the marriage, that cut us away from that main river of salvation. And it created that new river, which you see in Revelation chapter 22.
Amen.
And this new river doesn't take any water out of the main river of salvation.
Amen.
So the book's closed on the main river. So we can't go back there and pull out scriptures that apply to us because we're in this new river now. And he's given us word that is for us. And this is the word after marriage that brought us into the full stature of the wife of the Lamb. And we're equal with our husband in being the same stature. And I just praise him for all that revelation that he's given to us and that restoration plus that we receive because of marriage. We thank you for it, Lord. Amen. There is a great river that we call the main salvation or river of life. And whosoever will, let them jump in and go wherever that river flows. But here's a different river that is pure and clear as crystal, that broke away from that main river of life. And we call this river Christ, the wife of the Lamb, the breakaway river of life. And we're rejoicing in the breakaway river of life. It's the message of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're dressed in fine linen, clean and white. And there's no death, but only life, making us one and the same as the breakaway river of life. Oh, we're rejoicing in the breakaway river of life. It's the message of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're dressed in fine linen, clean and white. And there's no death, but only life, making us one and the same as the breakaway river of life. The breakaway river that is pure and clear as crystal is Christ, the wife of the Lamb.
Yeah.
Now see our fruits in the fullness we've produced, and see our flesh and bones glorified, and it's all because we're the breakaway river of life. And we're rejoicing in the breakaway river of life. It's the message of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're dressed in fine linen, clean and white. And there's no death, but only life, making us one and the same as the breakaway river of life. The breakaway river that is pure and clear as crystal is Christ, the wife of the Lamb.
Yeah.
Now see our fruits in the fullness we've produced, and see our flesh and bones glorified, and it's all because we're the breakaway river of life. Oh, we're rejoicing in the breakaway river of life. It's the message of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're dressed in fine linen, clean and white. And there's no death, but only life, making us one and the same as the breakaway river of life. And we're dressed in fine linen, clean and white. And there's no death, but only life, making us one and the same as the breakaway river of life.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank
Praise
you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 All right.
Praise God.
All right. Appreciate that song and testimony. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, God bless each one, and we just pray that the message has been a blessing, the singing, and but most of all, amen, that you felt the great Spirit of God that is anointing this message for this time period.
Amen.
Amen. So with that, we don't have to worry about someone deceiving you and all that. And Paul talked to the virgin. A lot of times he gave instruction, don't let them deceive you, and there's men among you now that will, as soon as I'm gone, will rise up and try to draw disciples after themselves. Well, in this hour, praise the Lord, there's no among men among us to try to draw disciples, because you're not a disciple of them. You're the wife of the Lamb. Amen. So we just praise God for all the good things. Father, in the name of Jesus, We thank you, Lord, for service today, and we pray that you'll bless each one here the word, and we just thank you for helping us in all ways. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Praise God.